You are going to listen to the re-recording of an interview about digitalization and human rights. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 6 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Hello and welcome to the Artificial Human Podcast. I'm Alex Krutoski, and today we're joined by Zara Rahman, who works at The Engine Room, a non-profit organization dedicated to helping civil society use technology and data more effectively. Zara, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been working internationally at the intersection of digitalization and human rights. Why is it so important to bring these two fields together?
I think technology and data offer incredible opportunities to support human rights work. They allow us to document violations more effectively, make information widely accessible, and connect people across the world who are working on similar issues. In the past, many activists and organizations were working alone, but digital tools now make it possible to share knowledge and work together on a much larger scale.
And what drives your passion for human rights, particularly women's rights?
It's always been important to me to have a job that I find meaningful. I honestly couldn't imagine anything else. Human rights, and especially women's rights, are areas where real change is needed.
The Youth Citizen Entrepreneurship Competition is all about inspiring young people to create change. In your view, what's the biggest challenge we face today? And how might online tools help?
That's a really good question. I think one of the biggest challenges is actually staying focused on what matters. We're more connected than ever, which means we're constantly seeing news about conflicts, humanitarian crises, and other major global issues. But the real challenge is keeping people's attention on these crises and making sure action follows. At the same time, trust in online information is a growing issue. The internet allows anyone to share their perspective, which is fantastic in many ways, but it also opens the door for misinformation, fake news, and hatred.
This generation faces different challenges from those in the past. Climate change, for example, and rapidly advancing technology. But do these challenges also bring new opportunities?
Absolutely. On a global level, we're seeing technology being used in new and innovative ways. Young people today have grown up with the internet, which means they think about technology in a very different way from previous generations. As they move into the workforce and take on leadership roles, I think we'll see some truly exciting and innovative ideas emerging.
What's the best way to encourage young people to be more socially engaged?
I think it's about making issues feel relevant to their own lives. When young people see how a particular issue affects them or their community, they are far more likely to engage. It's also about showing them that their voices matter. We see this whenever young people lead movements for change. Young people have important things to say, and it's crucial that we take them seriously rather than dismissing them as just teenagers.
Finally, what advice would you give to young people who want to develop their own projects or initiatives?
I'd say don't think of technology as the solution itself. Think of it as a tool. Technology can definitely help by increasing speed, scale, and connectivity. But it's not the answer on its own. The key is to think critically about how technology and data can support meaningful change rather than relying on them as quick fixes.
Brilliant advice. Well, that's all we have time for today. But Zara, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Hello and welcome to the Artificial Human Podcast. I'm Alex Kutoski, and today we're joined by Zara Rahman, who works at The Engine Room, a non-profit organization dedicated to helping civil society use technology and data more effectively. Zara, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been working internationally at the intersection of digitalization and human rights. Why is it so important to bring these two fields together?
I think technology and data offer incredible opportunities to support human rights work. They allow us to document violations more effectively, make information widely accessible, and connect people across the world who are working on similar issues. In the past, many activists and organizations were working alone, but digital tools now make it possible to share knowledge and work together on a much larger scale.
And what drives your passion for human rights, particularly women's rights?
It's always been important to me to have a job that I find meaningful. I honestly couldn't imagine anything else. Human rights, and especially women's rights, are areas where real change is needed.
The Youth Citizen Entrepreneurship Competition is all about inspiring young people to create change. In your view, what's the biggest challenge we face today? And how might online tools help?
That's a really good question. I think one of the biggest challenges is actually staying focused on what matters. We're more connected than ever, which means we're constantly seeing news about conflicts, humanitarian crises, and other major global issues. But the real challenge is keeping people's attention on these crises and making sure action follows. At the same time, trust in online information is a growing issue. The internet allows anyone to share their perspective, which is fantastic in many ways, but it also opens the door for misinformation, fake news, and hatred.
This generation faces different challenges from those in the past. Climate change, for example, and rapidly advancing technology. But do these challenges also bring new opportunities?
Absolutely. On a global level, we're seeing technology being used in new and innovative ways. Young people today have grown up with the internet, which means they think about technology in a very different way from previous generations. As they move into the workforce and take on leadership roles, I think we'll see some truly exciting and innovative ideas emerging.
What's the best way to encourage young people to be more socially engaged?
I think it's about making issues feel relevant to their own lives. When young people see how a particular issue affects them or their community, they are far more likely to engage. It's also about showing them that their voices matter. We see this whenever young people lead movements for change. Young people have important things to say, and it's crucial that we take them seriously rather than dismissing them as just teenagers.
Finally, what advice would you give to young people who want to develop their own projects or initiatives?
I'd say don't think of technology as the solution itself. Think of it as a tool. Technology can definitely help by increasing speed, scale, and connectivity, but it's not the answer on its own. The key is to think critically about how technology and data can support meaningful change rather than relying on them as quick fixes.
Brilliant advice. Well, that's all we have time for today, but Zara, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.